in the path of illumination, thus liberated persons approach the complete personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of the material and the spiritual worlds, and is the supreme cause of their manifestation and the dissolution. Purport. Thou art Surya Dharana means by the illuminated path, or to the sun planet. The illuminated path is devotional service. It is advised in the Vedas not to pass through the darkness, but to pass through the sun planet. It is also recommended here that by traversing the illuminated path, one can be freed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. By that path, one can enter into the kingdom where the completely perfect personality of God resides. The words Purusham Visato Mukham mean the supreme personality of Godhead, who is all perfect. All living entities, other than the supreme personality of Godhead, are very small, although they may be big by our calculation. Everyone is infinitesimal, and therefore, in the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is called the Supreme Eternal amongst all eternals. He is the proprietor of the material and the spiritual worlds and the supreme cause of manifestation. Material nature is only the ingredient because actually the manifestation is caused by his energy. The material energy is also his energy. That says the combination of father and mother is the cause of childbirth. So the combination of the material energy and the glands in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the manifestation of the material world. The efficient cause, therefore, is not matter, but the Lord Himself. So this is a very instructive verse as to engage our intelligence in such a way that we take the right path. You see, this material world is also created by the mercy of the Lord. But then when you come to this material world, you know, if we are enlightened in the path of, you know, in the proper path, in the journey of life, then your birth is successful in this material world. But then if you are entangled in this material world, then it's regarded as, although you get this human form of life, then you are simply wasting your most valuable time. So that is why with the Krishna Conscious Program is designed in such a way that we see the right path, we see which way we have to go, and what is the ultimate goal of perfection. So unless we are in a guided like that, then you know you may not be able to see the right path. So that is why this is a spiritual process or the spiritual culture, how to develop the highest quality of man is required. It's not that you can just do by yourself. It's not that you are just by reading books or by just say exercising your own intelligence and the talent without the help of the advanced souls, without the help of the spiritual master, without the help of the saintly personalities, you cannot see the right path. So that is the process in the development of the human beings. So our main goal is to somehow free from this illusory influence of this material nature, so that you can at least understand what is the ultimate duty, what is the ultimate goal of perfection, how to mold your life in such a way that you are once and for all free from all these, you know, difficulties in this material world, so that you can proceed with the path of fulfillment, the ultimate fulfillment. The ultimate fulfillment is Krishna consciousness, to be a pure devotee of Krishna, to be an eternal servant of Krishna. That is the ultimate fulfillment. So our programs, whatever we do, either the project in the farm or the project in the city or in the project in anywhere in all over the world, is just to attain that, just to achieve that goal. But at the same time, you cannot sacrifice the strict devotional principles. Not that you're working hard in the farm, or that you can abandon all types of, you know, devotional principles. Rather, we have to be very strong. We have to become very strict in our devotional principles, so that you can slowly and understand the ultimate goal of purity and knowledge. So this is very important. So that is our children should be trained up right from early childhood. Unless you are trained up from childhood, sometimes it's very difficult. That's like so many of our devotees come, but it's very hard to train them because they have not been trained up from childhood. But then if you are trained up from very childhood, you know, just like you are very fortunate that you have been given this facility how to understand the meaning of life from very childhood. So it is actually most fortunate for all the children who are here. So once you are trained up like that from childhood, then automatically you will develop all the good qualities very quickly. So Ramanand is asleep. So this is also very important for the elderly devotees also, to guide them, the children, properly. So you have to be exemplary also. If you remain asleep, and if you ask the children to get up, then they won't do it. So you have to be exemplary. The elderly devotees should be exemplary also. So we cannot allow anything loose, because when there is a tendency to become loose, then that means you are keeping room for Maya to come in. So we have to become very, very strict and very sincere and very determined, you know, to get that ultimate, you know, fulfillment that we all are hankering after. It's not that unless you make some effort, it's not that it's going to happen automatically. You have to have special effort. So that is why it is of vital necessity that we become very disciplined ourselves and follow all the rules and regulations and develop a very nice program, either in the farm or in the forest or in anywhere. You know, we have to have a very nice, let's say, program and a devotional program, because this is what you're going to become strong. This is what will make you, you know, Krishna conscious, and this is what you will make. This will make you, you know, very determined, so that you don't get attached to this Maya any longer. Once and for all, yes, bye bye Maya, no Maya. But unless you become very strong, and it may not be so easy. Right, Mohan? You understand? Yes. We have to become very, very strong in our devotional principles. You understand? Yes? What about you? What is his name?
Nitai.
Do you understand Nitai?
Yes.
Very good. So we have to become very strong in our Krishna consciousness from very childhood. So that means we have to get up nicely in the morning. We have to have a very first-class program. Very first-class program in such a way that everyone should follow these guidelines, 100%. All of us, together. So that means if you have the Mangal Arati here, 5 o'clock, you have to get up about 3:30, from 3:30 to 4, and everyone should get ready in time for the Mangal Arati, because now I'm going to install the Didi, Gaurintai Didi. So we have to become more enthusiastic so that we can do nice worship, nice puja to the Lord. Then you have to take a prasad in time, and you have to have very first class offering, because you can plant very beautiful vegetables and different types of spices, very colorful and very nice so that you can offer nicely to the Lord and you can take Mahaprasad. And then you have to design your classes in such a way that you really understand, you know, this the fine foundation of Krishna consciousness from the very beginning. Classes should be designed nicely and everyone actually should come to the class. And then there will be puja, guru puja, and a very, very strong name, so that you develop the proper understanding. Then the evening classes and evening prasad, and there will be very beautiful evening arati. Because here, you know, like arati, you can have arati like 6:30. 6:30 in the evening, and then you can take less about 7:30. That arati should be very nice, and all the children should be taught how to chant this arati song very nicely. You know, play mridanga very nicely, and kartals, everyone should have a kartal, all the children. You have a nice kartal like that, but everyone should be very active in kirtan. Very nice. So, you ask your parents to send one kartal for each one of you. Kartan, mridanga, and these instruments, devotional instruments, so that you can begin this great enthusiasm in kirtan. So the program should be very strong, and no room for laziness, no room for being idle, no room for being sick. You cannot say that I was headache this morning, so I cannot come Mangal Arati. No, like that. Little brahmachari should be very, very healthy, strong. No headache. And no sickness. You understand, everyone? That means, no sickness means you have to also to control your senses, the tongue. And so you just take this inner prasad, don't fill it up to the highest point. You leave little room so that the prasad can be digested very nicely. You understand? All of you? Because that way you become very healthy and you can get up very nicely in the morning. If you take too much prasad, and you may not be able to get up. And the brahmacharis, and you should have a little sweet, not so much sweet, but some sweet. Namacharya, do you know? So it should be very strong and healthy. What about our ladies? What is your name? What is that?
Garangi.
Nirangi?
Garangi.
Oh, Garangi. Garangi is how old?
7.
What about the lady behind you?
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya is 6 years old? What about you? What is your name?
Annapurna.
So that means you are supposed to cook very nice prasad. Be able to cook very nicely. This is what, Gandhari? Gandhari knows how to cook? So you should all learn how to cook nicely. Bake nice cake.
Yeah.
Rasgulla, gulab jamun, yes, and sandesh. So we should have a few cows here, at least about three to five cows, so that you can have nice milk. We'll have a jersey. Yes, so that will bring enough milk, you know, to offer to Lord Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, and then you can have nice milk preparations that will make you very healthy. It's natural milk. And then you know, we have enough land for 5 cows. So you should have and then all the brahmacharis can take care of cows very nicely. So I think that will be very good. So we should have that as soon as possible. Then that way the land will be very become very fertile. It's very nice. In India, we have this gobar gas plant. You know, gobar gas plant is very practical. It may be done one here. Mm-hmm. You know, there where you can cook the whole thing, and you can light, you know, even, you know, about 10, 12 houses, and you can cook for about 100 people. Mm-hmm. And you just say, you can cook from the gobar gas plant. It's not very inexpensive.
Not many cows.
Of course, you know, we have, you know, we need a lot of cow dung. At least if we have about 50 cows, you know, and it will be more than sufficient. Yeah. One cow per each brahmachari. So that you can make competition, which cow is more healthier, give more milk, take care nicely. So that will be very good. And and actually it's very good. And the cow dung that is used from that cake, you know, from this gobar gas that can be used for, you know, many years. Very nice. And actually it's very, we have that in Hyderabad. They cook for about 100 people. And it's very clean. And it's very nice. And it's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And very economical and very organic. So very healthy. I think it may be looked into. It's very nice. You can have a windmill there, so that you can have the natural, you say, electricity. So a lot of nice things you can do here. So that means, you know, everyone who's here should be so much enthusiastic to do all these nice developments. So we have a lot of nice things to do. So everyone should be very understanding what is the ultimate goal of life and why we are working like that. Huh? Why are you working like this? Anybody knows? Mohan, you know? What is that? What is the one that you just said? Krishna Prema. So that's very good. So we're all working to develop this Krishna Prema. Huh? Alana, do you know why you're working here? Why we are staying here? Huh? Go to back to Godhead, developing Krishna Prem. What about Arjuna? What is Arjuna?
Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Padaya.